Welcome to another jam-packed edition of Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Jesse Steele, here to guide you through all the latest stories from local triumphs to upcoming events that are too good to miss. So buckle up as we dive into the heart of the Eastern Sierra. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. Stay connected to everything happening in our slice of paradise. Up first, State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill of District 4 will hold community office hours this week to assist residents with concerns and provide help with state agencies. On Tuesday, November 19th, she will be in Independence from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the American Legion Hall, located at 201 South Edwards Street. Later that day, she will visit Lone Pine from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lone Pine Branch Library at 210 North Washington Street. On Wednesday, November 20th, Senator Alvarado Gill will hold office hours in Bishop from 10:15 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. at the Bishop Library, located at 210 Academy Avenue. These sessions are an opportunity for residents to connect directly with the senator, share their concerns, and seek assistance on local and state issues. Bishop's inaugural Community Police Academy class just wrapped up, and it's safe to say this program was a hit. Over the last 8 weeks, participants met every Thursday night for hands-on lessons on everything from crime scene investigation to canine units, traffic stops, and even patrol vehicle operations. Organized by Sergeant Scobie, who put in countless hours planning the academy, this debut class showcased a true partnership between the police department and the community. And the good news? Another academy is already in the works for 2025. Stay tuned to Bishop PD's social media if you want to snag a spot in class number 2. Looks like this academy has set the gold standard for community engagement in Bishop. Let's hear it for all the graduates and to the dedicated instructors who made it possible. Inyo County residents, here's your chance to shape the future of juvenile justice in our community. The Inyo County Probation Department and Juvenile Justice Coordinating Council are conducting a survey to identify service gaps and needs within the juvenile justice system. Open until November 22nd, this survey invites input from community members, law enforcement, educators, and other stakeholders to guide efforts in reducing delinquency and improving support for youth and families. Complete the survey online, available in both English and Spanish. For more details, contact Probation Manager Penny Brown at 760-872-4005. Let's work together for a safer, more supportive community. Got something to say? Let's make sure the whole Eastern Sierra hears it. Our podcast ad slots are prime real estate for getting your message to plugged in locals. Thinking bigger? Start your own show. You've got that itch to start your own show. We're here to scratch it. That didn't come out right. Studio tech and all support that you need from us? Well, we've got that for you. Don't just dream it, stream it. Ready to make a little noise? Reach out today and let's get you on the airwaves. Contact us today at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Mono County is setting the stage for bigger contributions from visitors. Starting December 13th, the Transient Occupancy Tax, or TOT, will increase from 12% to 15%. This applies to short-term rentals, hotels, and other lodging in unincorporated areas. The bump aims to generate additional revenue to support public services and tourism impacts in the region. So if you're hosting visitors or planning a stay, take note of this change. Visit easternsierranow.com for more information. A big shout out to First 5 Mono County for rolling out an initiative that's bound to make a big difference. They've launched a series of local diaper banks addressing a critical need for families with little ones. These diaper banks are a direct response to the challenges of parenting in a rural community, aiming to provide accessible and essential supplies. Families can now access diapers and wipes through various distribution points in the county, making life just a bit easier for those in need. This program is a win for our tiniest residents and their parents. For details and locations, check out the full story on easternsierranow.com. This holiday season, unwrap the gift of visibility for your business. For new clients, enjoy a 30% discount on our social media services. Get featured on our popular accounts for just $140 a month, regularly $200, or boost your social engagement with a management service at only $210 a month. Plus, spotlight your business with a rotating header banner ad on our website for only $350. Start now and get the rest of November for free. Offer ends January 1st. So email us at advertise@easternsierranow.com or call 760-938-0199 extension 1. Celebrate Native American Heritage Month with a basket weaving workshop. This event will take place today, November 18th, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Bridgeport Memorial Hall in Bridgeport. Admission is free, but space is limited, so early arrival is recommended. Join the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce for a business after hours and networking evening at Mammoth Yosemite Airport. This event happens tomorrow, November 19th, from 5 to 7 p.m. This event will include an evening in the private lounge, information on the airport's importance to the community, and light refreshment. Admission is free for chamber members and $10 for non-members. Check out Eastern Sierra Now, of course, for more information. Head to Lackanookie in the village for a lively evening of bingo, snacks, and camaraderie. This fun event is tomorrow, November 19th, with happy hour at 5:30 p.m. and bingo starting at 6 p.m. This is not your grandma's bingo, by the way. Cards are available for purchase, and all donations support local community initiatives. The Mammoth High School cheerleaders need your help to raise funds for upcoming competitions. Join them tomorrow, November 19th, for a trivia night starting at 6:30 p.m. Contributions of any amount are welcome, with more details available online. Ongoing support is encouraged to ensure the squad represents Eastern Sierra at its best. Join the Bishop Chamber of Commerce for a lunch and learn session focused on marketing strategies for small business. This informative event takes place on Wednesday, November 20th, starting at 12 p.m. at the Bishop Country Club. Admissions $20 with lunch and non-alcoholic beverages included. For more information, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Cheer on the Bishop Broncos as they face Morro Bay in the CIF semifinals on Friday, November 22nd, 6 p.m. at Bishop Union High School. Tickets are $10 for general admission and $5 for students and seniors. Gates open at 5 p.m. Winter is here, but don't let your inbox be as cold as the Mountain Air. Warm up with all the latest news, events, updates, and weather reports from Eastern Sierra Now. Delivered right to your inbox, whether it's a big local event or the latest in community happenings, we've got you covered. No need to dig for the info. Let us bring it to you. So go ahead, subscribe now, and stay ahead of the season's changes. Your inbox and your schedule will thank you. Sign up today, because being in the know is the best kind of holiday gift. You can do that at EasternSierraNow.com on the main page. And now for the ski report. Mammoth Mountain opened last Friday, and we're ready to kick off the season with a few key lifts running. The current lifts in operation include Chair 3, 6, 11, and Gondola 1 Panorama Lower to McCoy Station. For those looking to carve some turns, you can enjoy runs such as Broadway, Saddle Bowl, Rusty's, Silvertip, Sesame Street, and the main park area. The snow conditions are a mix of soft packed powder with a few firmer spots where snowmaking has been ongoing. The base depth on the open runs is 12 to 24 inches. However, be cautious if you're off trail as the snow conditions are still developing. Temperatures on top of the mountain hovering around 17 Fahrenheit with winds gusting from the south, adding a bit of challenge for those heading up. With snowmaking continuing, expect conditions to improve as more terrain opens. For more details on the latest condition and updates, check out the latest snow reports directly from Mammoth Mountain. Here on EasternSierraNow.com. For the weather, Bishop, enjoy a sunny stretch ahead. Monday, today, mostly clear skies with a high of 63 and a chilly low of 18. Expect some cool breezes. Tuesday, still partially sunny, slightly cooler at 53 with a nighttime low of 24. Wednesday, slight warm-up, reaching a pleasant 63. Under mostly sunny skies. For Mammoth Lakes, keep your layers handy. Monday is a crisp day with a high of 34 and a low of 7. Similar conditions for Tuesday, sunny with highs around 40, lows near 19. Wednesday, a bit warmer at 44, though it still is going to feel brisk. You're telling me 44 feels brisk. Huh, weird. With an evening of 26. And that's a wrap on today's report. From milestones to must-attend happenings, there's always something brewing in the Eastern Sierra. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on all your favorite social platforms, because missing out is just not an option. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and stay adventurous. Like me, Jesse Steele.